It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh Marathon happens this weekend, and for the thousands of people who've been training for the event, the proper foods can make all the difference in race day performance. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food writer Gretchen McKay has been training for the marathon, and she's written a series of articles on marathon meal ideas. She joins us to talk about nutrition and recipes for the home stretch of marathon training and even that recovery period after the big race. Gretchen McKay, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You are the picture of health, but I must ask you, this is your first marathon. What possessed you to do this?
Well, you know, everybody has a different reason for running a marathon. You know, some people are just incredible athletes. They want to get out there and compete. A lot of the people running Pittsburgh Marathon are fundraising for charities. But for me, it was just, it's been a hard year for me. My husband took a job out of town. He does a commuting thing. My parents have been ill. The youngest of my five children are going off to college in a couple months. So I just felt like I wanted to do something. I wanted to accomplish a goal and think about, you know, not think about everything I have to think about all the time, but just when you go running, you're really in your own space.
Sure, sure.
So,
and there's a lot of time you have to put into that. So that would definitely take your mind off of things. Although when you're running, you're thinking about things too, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. But you know, I've run 12 half marathons. So the people in my group are like, you really should do a full marathon. You know, check it off your bucket list. And my daughter was supposed to run with me. That's how I got rooked into the full. She was going to do the half. I was going to do the full, and then she got a stress fracture and had to bow out. So, but I had already been committed by then. So
you got rooked into it. I haven't heard any. That's such a Pittsburgh thing to say. Well, you know, there is also the endorphin thing that comes with running, and people may wonder about the runner's high. Is that a myth or does it really exist?
You know, I have never really gotten that runner's high. There have been moments when I have felt really good. During this training, there have been many moments where I have felt very not so good, especially after a 21-miler a few weeks ago. But I just like the fact I'm out there doing something that's good for my body. It makes me feel healthier. And I like to eat. I'm a food writer, so it also helps me sort of mm-hmm. You know, keep the calories down.
And we put a lot of food out today just for you.
I saw that.
the WYEP celebration taking place next door. Talk about the nutritional balance that works best in these days leading up to the marathon, protein versus carbs versus veggies, that kind of thing.
Since this was going to be my first race, and I am not a spring chicken, I'm not old, but I'm not in my 20s either, I wanted to do this right because I feel like this is my one shot. So I actually hooked up with a nutritionist through my Highmark Insurance by the name of Andrew Wade, and he set me up on a plan where runners, because you use so much energy, you have to have a lot of carbs. So I was on a sort of 4-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. You need the carbs to build your glycogen stores, have the energy, and then you need a little bit of protein to repair the muscles that you are constantly tearing as you're training. So it was difficult for me because I've never really been on a meal plan before. I just sort of eat what I want to eat and didn't really think about it. So I had to keep a food diary, write everything down, and figure out, you know, the best thing that I should be putting in my mouth. So it's been a blessing and a curse because now I really, you know, I used to go to the vending machine, get potato chips, peanut M&Ms, all that kind of jazz. And now I really think twice before I eat anything bad. So,
well, you know, years ago, the night before the Boston Marathon, you know what they ate?
What?
The runners ate meat and potatoes.
Oh.
Now, granted, this is before Catherine Switzer, before the race yeah. became, you know, open to men and women. But still, things have really changed, haven't they?
They have changed. I mean, what the tradition is for a lot of people who run marathons and half marathons is the pasta dinner the night before because you want a carbo load.
That's a great excuse to eat. Eat a lot of spaghetti.
But what you really should be doing is sort of carbo-loading all week long, you know, and maybe having your bigger meal on Friday instead of Saturday before the race because you really want to be able to digest. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to have any of those stomach issues on race morning. So it's a lighter meal on Saturday is better if you want to do the big pasta. That Friday is probably your better day for it.
Now, you've written about how to make homemade meal bars. Can you talk about ingredient ideas and how to make those bars?
Sure. And I mean, all these recipes that, you know, if you're interested, are on the Post Gazette's website. But one of the things that I learned through working with a dietitian is just that when you're going out and you're doing these longer runs of an hour or more, you can't just roll out of bed in the morning and hit the trail because you've been fasting all night and you need an energy source. So he gave me some ideas for homemade energy bars. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're better than – you can buy them, obviously, but it's always better to cook something from scratch because you can – you know, have quality control on the ingredients. It's easy. It tastes better, you know, portion control. So I made some that included, you know, oatmeal is a big thing to go into these with fruit, bananas, whole wheat. We always want to go with a whole grain when you're trying to cook healthily. So, mm-hmm.
So basically a whole health food store in a bar.
Basically, yeah, because then you've got your carbs in there. You got a lot of little bit of sugar. You know, bananas are in there. So you really want to eat something healthy to make sure that when you're on these longer runs, that you stay fueled because you do get tired.
But you're saying make it healthy because you know, here's another story for you, Frank Shorter. Now, mm-hmm. you know, you be the judge because the man did win a gold medal in the marathon. In fact, I believe he's the last American man to do it in the Olympics. In 1972 and throughout the 70s, on the night before race day or the morning of, depending on how many hours he had, he would have a huge stack of pancakes, a plate of spaghetti, a plate of Three Musketeers bars. I'm not making this up. Well. I mean, all this sugar. But apparently that's not necessarily the way you want to go.
Well, he's an exceptional athlete. But for us regular folks, I think you want to eat a little bit better. I know that the guy who trains me at the Y, Tim Lyman, he said the night before the race, he's going to have beer and pizza, you know, with pepperoni.
That's my kind of marathon meal right there. By the way, the articles with the recipes will be linked on our website. So if you want to see what Heather's talking about and make your own energy bars, meal bars, you can do that. Now, how about recipes for these days leading up to the marathon before and after a run?
Well, I've been eating a lot of pasta, and I've been, you know, throughout the training session, I have been eating a lot of pasta, lots of recipes with, again, you want to use the whole grain pasta or whole grain rice, brown rice. Quinoa is another terrific source of food for runners. But if you're a vegetarian, you can just do a tomato sauce. If you do want to get some of the protein in there, you can do a meat sauce. This Thursday, I'll have a couple pretty good recipes. One is a mushroom bolognese sauce where instead of ground beef, it has mushrooms in it. And then another one that I did have with a meat sauce. Or you can just add a little bit of shrimp. The importance thing is that you use whole foods. You don't want to use processed foods. You want to use whole foods made from scratch. And whole grains are better just because they're more nutritious, they're more easily digested, and you really just want to be kind to your stomach.
And then after the marathon, what, for recovery?
Same thing. You want to have a 4-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. And you're going to be, from what I'm told, I've never done this before, but I guess you might not feel exactly like eating as soon as you cross the finish line. You might want to throw up instead. So,
it depends.
But when you get your appetite back, again, you want a carb-heavy meal of pasta or rice or something like that with a little bit of protein to start rebuilding the muscle tears that you're going to suffer when you do 26.2 miles through 13 neighborhoods in Pittsburgh.
Yes. Well, you know, you are the picture of health.
Thanks.
You have great colors. So you've been outdoors a lot getting ready for this. I wish you luck. Hopefully Sunday will be the day you have that runner's high.
Well, you know, I'm really nervous. I'm really, really nervous, but I'm very excited too. And, you know, I've just had some great teachers along the way, and I'm hoping for a good race.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And good luck to you. Gretchen McKay is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food writer. She's been training for the marathon, and she's written a series of articles on marathon meal ideas. And for some of her recipes, just go to our website at WESA.FM. Gretchen, go get them.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up, contributor Rebecca Harris looks at the business of recycling. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.